Who we got here? You were 6'10"? Yeah. Kansas City Star here?
Right here.
You're here? Yeah. Who else is here?
8'10"?
Okay. Before we start, I got something to say. All right? If this isn't posted in the paper, run on your thing, this is the last time you will ever hear me talk to you. We are athletes, okay? We are athletes. We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum. People pay their money, hard-earned money, to come in here, and I believe they can boo, they can cheer, they can do whatever they want, because I believe that. Hey, we're lucky to play this game, a game, to come in here, and people, it's hard economic times, and they still pay the money to do this, okay? But when somebody gets hurt, there are long-lasting ramifications to the game we play. Long-lasting ramifications of the game we play. All right? I've already kind of come to the understanding I probably won't live as long because I play this game, and that's okay. That's the choice I've made. That's a choice all of us has made. But when you cheer somebody getting knocked out, I don't care who it is, and it just so happened to be Matt Cassel, it's sickening. It's 100% sickening. And I've never, ever, and I've been in some rough times on some rough teams, I've never been more embarrassed in my life to play football than in that moment right there. And I get emotional about it because these guys, they work their butts off. Matt Cassel hasn't done anything to you people. Hasn't done anything to you people. Hasn't done anything to the media writers that kill him. Hasn't done anything wrong to the people that come out here and cheer him. Hey, if he's not the best quarterback, he's not the best quarterback, and that's okay. But he's a person. And he got knocked out in a game. And we got 70,000 people cheering that he got knocked out. Boo him all you want. Boo me all you want. Throw me under the bus. Tell me I'm doing a bad job. Say I got to protect him more. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want. But if you're one of those people that were out there cheering or even smiled when he got knocked out, I just want to let you know, and I want everybody to know, that I think it's sickening and disgusting. We are not gladiators, and this is not the Roman Colosseum. This is a game. And I'll sit here and I'll answer all your questions for the next 30 minutes if you want to ask them. And I'll take all the responsibility you want me to take because I deserve it. And if you want to blame me. But don't blame a guy and don't cheer for a guy that's done everything in his power to play as good as he can for the fans. It's sickening. And I was embarrassed. And I want every single one of you people to put that on your station, to put that in your newspapers, because I want every fan to know that. This is a game that's going to cost us a lot down the road. That's okay. We picked it. We deserve it. I don't want your pity. But we got a lot of problems as a society if people think that that's okay. I'll get off my soapbox and you guys can answer any football question you want.
Is that the first time you've ever seen that happen?
First time I've ever seen it happen. And I've been on some bad teams and I've been in some tough situations we had. I've never ever seen a home crowd cheer that their quarterback got hurt.
Why do you think people do things like that?
You're going to hear me talk for another 30 minutes about that if we go into that conversation.
Does that make this not a desirable place to play then?
It has nothing to do with desire. It has everything to do with, hey, I know they're frustrated. We're frustrated. And I understand that the backup quarterback is sometimes the most popular guy on the team. I get it. But it's not okay. It's not okay, and I want everyone to know it's not okay.
You were pretty frustrated coming up the tunnel, too, with some penalties out there. Is that just kind of an overflow of emotion there, or were you just frustrated?
No, penalties are one of the penalties. You guys are smart. You guys cover football. You look at the film. I'm not going to get fined for it. We all know what happened out there. They're playing zone coverage. They're playing zone coverage, and they called us for our picks. That's all I'm going to say. You guys look at the film. You guys figure it out.
Where does this team go from here with – this is a tough one today.
It's a tough one because everyone laid it on the line today. And I couldn't be more proud of the guys in this locker room for laying it on the line. You guys saw it. We should have won. And we've said that a lot. We said that way too many times this year. We should have won. We should have done this. We didn't do it. We lost. It's a good team over there. They're 4-1. They might be the best team in the AFC.
Are you emotional because of this? Because maybe with Matt getting hurt, I mean, it's your responsibility to protect him in those situations. That may be why you're also a little
it's
emotional.
It's my responsibility to protect everybody on this team, and every offensive lineman feels like it. So, no, I'm not emotional because he got hurt. Obviously, I don't know what happened on the play. I don't know why he was hurt. I don't know if he got pushed down and his head hit the ground hard or whatever, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he took a helmet to helmet. It doesn't matter if he hit his head on the ground. It shouldn't happen.
Did you talk to Matt yet or not?
Yes.
Is he okay?
I can't comment on it. I don't know what the state of him. I don't want to say. We had a conversation, a private conversation.
But he was lucid. He was lucid. I mean, he was.
I don't really know the definition of that is. I had a conversation of him. I talked to him. I said, how you feeling? And I said some words to him, and that was it.
Eric, how do you think the fans will react with you telling them how to?
I really don't care.
Yeah. Did you talk about this issue with him, about supporting him when the fans didn't?
No.
Eric, you've been very accountable since you've been here, answering all the questions. This is obviously a tremendous display of leadership. Why do you feel like this is your responsibility?
This isn't my responsibility. It's responsibility of what I would think human beings to stand up and say something about this. So I don't care if no one else has said something about it. I don't care if the whole locker room has said something about it. When I feel like there's something wrong, I say it. When I feel like that we could be better, I say it. When I feel like I could be better, I'll say it. And this has to be said.
The loss like this tougher to get over when there were chances in a tight game.
Of course, I played those guys. This is the third time in 2 years I've played those guys. I've been heartbreakers every time. I haven't beat them once yet. They're a tough team to beat. They're a good team, but I ain't never seen a team come out there and do what we did to them today. I ain't never seen that. I never have ever seen somebody come out and run the ball like we did on them today. And that better roll over. This has got to be us every game. This has got to be us, a street fight every game. And I told everybody in this locker room, it's got to be a street fight every game. This is who we are. This is who we need to be. This is Kansas City. This is what we need. We need to be a bunch of brawlers. And you know what? If we have to run it 50 times and the fans boo that we ran it on 3rd and 7, oh well. We're going to be a bunch of brawlers. The defense is going to be a bunch of brawlers. We're not going to turn the ball over anymore, and we're going to go get some wins.
Was that the game plan going in to run it as much as you did?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we come in with, we didn't say, hey, we're not going to pass it. I just said, obviously, right from the get-go, it looked like we can run it, and we're going to run it. And Dable just kept feeding it to us. I think the offensive line did a great job of getting cuts on the backside, getting push on the front side. They were scrambling out there. They were scrambling. They didn't know where to line up. They didn't know what to do. I thought it was a heck of a game plan by the coaches. I thought it was executed well by the players, but we didn't finish it. It wasn't executed well enough by the players. We've got to do a better job of closing out drives, of closing out games, and we didn't do it today.
You said it on Friday, you want to end every drive with a kick. Obviously, that didn't happen today. Clearly, the one at the goal line is the big one everybody's going to point to. What happened there?
Hey, I told you on Friday, I remember having a conversation with you. If we don't turn it over, run the ball, and play good defense, mm-hmm. we're going to win our games.
Right.
Is there any doubt in your mind that that's right?
Right, no.
There's no doubt in your mind that that's right. There's no doubt in our mind that that's right. We got to stop turning the ball over. It's on everybody. It's on me. It's on everybody. It's on the quarterbacks. It's on the receivers. Someone's got to step up and make. You know what? If it's a high ball, great. Let's go get it. If it's, if there's an unblocked player, hold on to it. Bottom line.
All right.
I'll keep going. I told you I'd keep going. I'll keep going. I'll hold my promise.
Offensive linemen love running the ball like that, don't they?
Always. we want to go forward, not backwards. Trust me.
You don't want to take it from a loss, but did you find identity, like you said, running the ball, defense, brawling, that this is the beginning of what we, like you said, we need to look at?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%. We need to be brawlers. I think we can do this. We got the backs to do it. We have the back depth to do it. I think we have the guys up front to do it. I think this is how we need to play. I mean, I really do. I just think this is who we are. I think this is what we wanted to be coming out of camp. We weren't it. I thought we were a little bit of it in the New Orleans game. But we've got to do this, and we got to do it week in and week out. And you know what? That takes a higher commitment than what we've been doing. And we got to just keep doing it.
Eric, we also talked this week about the 1-4 situation and how historically tough that's been to make the playoffs. You guys are sitting there right now.
You know, I that's the furthest thing from my mind, tell you the truth. And I don't say it in a way that I'm not worried about. I want to make the playoffs every time. But it's about getting wins now. It's about going to Tampa and grabbing a win. Getting back to 2-4, we got 5 division games left. Let's see what happens. You know, we committed ourselves going into this game that we were going to play every play, and we were going to lay it on the line, and we're going to see what happened. We saw what happened when we laid it on the line. Now we're 1-4 right now. We got 11 more games left. Let's go see if we can lay it on the line 11 times, and let's see what happens.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, guys.
Thanks.